Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. Great program for you lined up, taking your calls right now, beginning right now, opening the phone lines, 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Eyes all over the place, but especially on the economy, folks. Understand this. Right now we're seeing the death spiral of Deutsche Bank. Global economic and banking collapse is soon I think we're already seeing it play out here. If you go to silverdoctors.com, one article that was posted by the doc, of course, talking about the situation with Deutsche Bank and the communications between him and Paul Craig Roberts, and this kind of got my attention here. The Deutsche Bank is blowing up. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, in an email to the Silver Doctors, I believe it was, or the author at Silver Doctors, said that it was reported that the bank's CEO had released a memo to the employees of Deutsche Bank saying, hey, everything's cool. Just relax. You might be hearing some things, but it's all just bogus. Everything is just fine. Well, most people don't recall this, according to Paul Craig Roberts, right before the tanking of Bear Stearns, the takedown, if you will, or the making them a sacrificial lamb back in 2008, well, when Bear Stearns blew up, the CEO, Jimmy Cain, gave Bear Stearns employees this pep talk and said, everything's fine, don't worry, it's all cool. Well, if you go back in as he writes here, in the annals of epic corporate fraud-induced collapses, Ken Lay gave the exact same kind of pep talk to his people right before the collapse of Enron. Very interesting. And as the adage goes, once a rumor is denied at least three times, the fact basis of the rumor has been confirmed. And now we're seeing this. It's being confirmed. Hey, we're denying it, but not a problem. Not a problem. Everything's fine. So just carry on. It's not just Deutsche Bank. If you look at the economic landscape, economic landscape here, it's the entire system of Western banks. It's the entire Western banking economy. Deutsche Bank stock is getting just hammered. But what people aren't seeing or not paying attention to is that Morgan Stanley, their stock was down well over 7%, or 7% I think it was. And Bank of America stock was hit 5.4%. 5.4. Goldman Sachs also not a happy camper, nearly 6%. Credit Suisse was getting hit at 7.7%. Now these banks all have one thing in common: an exceedingly high degree of exposure to euro debt credit default swap counterparty risk. That's what I'm saying is they're all in. You see, Deutsche Bank goes down, they're all connected, and they're all going to feel the blowback from what's taking place. The most stunning collapse in stock prices, perhaps Credit Suisse, given the which has been the best performing stock among the group until last summer, when things kind of went sideways for them. Now, nearly as a notable as Credit Suisse is Morgan Stanley, which has managed kind of to stay under the radar of everybody, under everybody's radar. But now they're showing signs of financial distress. All right, these are creaks in the flooring here. These are creaks in the foundation, cracks in the foundation, much bigger and becoming wider, becoming more deep and pronounced. And it's getting harder and harder for the globalist power brokers here to cover this up. So you've got Deutsche Bank and the cascading effect with Credit Suisse. And I'm not sure. I'll get an email saying, that's not how you pronounce that. I don't care. You know what I'm talking about. You've got Bank of America. You've got Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs. So they're all connected. Before we get any further into the program, folks, I want to just talk about a great night's sleep. If you are searching for a great night's sleep, many people are. And many people are having difficulty sleeping at night because of their mattresses. Well, traditionally, this President's Day, everyone seems to be buying mattresses, right? Or mattress shopping. Well, folks, stay at home. And here's the best way. Take my recommendations. Go to casper.com/CFP radio or simply HagmanandHagman.com and scroll down. You'll see a link to Casper Mattress. You'll see a link to casper.com/CFP radio. And there, Casper has set up their own or our own little area of their website just for Hagman listeners. They've got a wonderful deal for you. But why Casper? Why not some other mattress? Well, I own Casper mattresses for my family. The mattress industry themselves,
not just for yourself, but for all your guests.
That's right. Yes. In my sprawling 25,000 square foot mansion, right? No. And this is what I like too about this. The price of Casper mattresses, instead of me going out to a mattress store or a furniture showroom and paying the middleman, well, now Casper, they have revolutionized the mattress industry by cutting out the middleman. They're not dealing with resellers and showrooms. They pass that savings directly on to you. The quality is just fantastic. A Casper mattress, you've got to lay on it to really appreciate it. It provides just the right bounce, just the right sink. It provides resilience and long-lasting supportive comfort. Casper mattress is one of a kind. Don't be fooled by imitations out there. Do not be fooled by imitations, because you cannot. And we had, in fact, my wife had purchased a number of years ago from the Home Shopping Network thing, you know, the thing that's on the
QVC.
Yeah, that place. Yeah, she purchased a mattress there, and you know, it was all right. But you stack it next to a Casper mattress, put it next to a Casper mattress wins every time, because it's got this right combination. It's a hybrid mattress that combines premium latex foam with a memory foam. It is my choice each and every time for a bed. Now, mattresses often cost well over $1,500 perhaps, but Casper mattresses cost between $500 for a twin size mattress. We have one of those for the grandchildren. Now, for a queen size, it's $850, a king $950. So right there, you can see where the prices are great. Now, Casper understands that buying a mattress online, they can have consumers wondering how it's possible. Is it really the cool thing to do? Are we going to? Well, look, it's risk-free, completely risk-free. They offer free delivery. They offer returns within a 100-day period. It's really simple. Now, think about that. Instead of lying on a bed for 3 to 4 minutes in the showroom, you can't tell. Casper gives you 100 days to try it out. I was convinced after what, four days, man. I thought, this is heaven. Yeah. So they have an obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price. It's got just the right sink and the right bounce. They combine the two technologies, latex foam, memory foam. They come together for just a better night's sleep and brighter days. Risk-free trial, return policy. Try sleeping on a Casper mattress for 100 days with free delivery, painless returns. It's made in America, and you can't beat the price. Folks, Casper mattress. And here is the real cool deal. You get listeners of the Hagman and Hagman Report, if you go to casper.com/CFP radio and enter CFP radio as our coupon code or promo code, you get $50 off or $50 toward any mattress purchase. So get $50 toward any mattress purchase by visiting casper.com/CFP radio and using CFP radio as the promo code there. Terms and conditions apply, of course. And folks, if you're watching online, check it out. You'll know you're in the right place when you see Hagman and Hagman Report under the Casper banner at their website. That's casper.com/CFP radio. So proud to be a sponsor of that mattress. And you're right, Joe. We have them for guests. We have them for us. And the lady just loves them. Four paws up. All paws in the air for a lady. So. Now, your call's on, but Joe, I'm going to go ahead and kick it to you. And
Go right to the phones. We're going to go to Maria in Virginia first, and after that, Lars, Jerry, Holly, Joel, and Bill. Maria, you're live on the Hagman and Hagman Report.
Hi, guys. I'll be quick because I'm sure you've got a lot of callers. This relates to what you said about Satanists for Bernie Sanders. The Satanists are really coming out of the closet. There's a news article with the title, Satanic Church to Deliver Opening Prayer for Phoenix City Council Meeting.
That was denied, but yes.
This will be done in February. What's that?
Was actually, I watched a news report last night that the councilman voted that down. They said they would not do that. At the same time, for the first time in 40-some years, no prayer, Christian
no
or
prayer
otherwise, will be issued. But
the
satanic prayer will not be allowed either.
Yep.
So their defense against it was to totally shut down prayer, which means silencing the Christians and keeping us from praying.
And probably what the original goal of the group in the first place was.
Right, but it's also in your face going mainstream. I mean, they used to be much more hidden about what they were doing. Now, here's something else. This is a precursor to having our nation become a totalitarian dictatorship, and it's also a precursor to serious persecution of Christians. Remember that Hitler and his Nazi leaders were heavy-duty occultists who hated Christianity. Although Hitler pretended to be a Christian, but that was a lie. And then he took over the churches basically and then persecuted all the ones that wouldn't cave in. I've seen photographs of churches with swastikas on their altars and, you know, politically correct sermons and that kind of junk. And Karl Marx claimed to be an atheist, but actually he was a hardcore Satanist.
Yes, he was.
So, The bad news is that the bad guys are gaining ground and they are using Tavistockian methods to try to destroy Christianity. The good news is that God is much greater. His grace is sufficient for us, and God is able to make everything work out for the long-term eternal good of his people. That's Romans 8:28, and that's my bottom line, and we need to keep remembering that whenever we look at the news. God bless you guys. Thank you so much for everything you do.
I just want to say, you know, Maria, on air, and of course, for those people who don't know, this is Maria Kanese, the author of Prepare for Persecution and a number of other books, which we're going to be talking about here next week, and there's a reason next week. But I do want to say thank you, because you have sent a lot of great information to me. I have used, and in fact, two stories tonight I referenced had your analyses and information. So I just want to publicly thank you for your information that you've sent to me. Thank you so much.
Well, God bless you. I'm glad it did some good. You know what? It's amazing what an old lady who's has physical problems can do sitting in her bedroom with a computer. You know, we can still contribute to the war effort, right?
Amen to that. And you're an inspiration to a lot of people.
All the stuff you put out, as young as I am, and to see what you put out, I feel ashamed.
Well, God bless you, dear. I'll throw you a hug, and you shouldn't. What you're doing is wonderful. So I'm so glad you and your dad are on track as a team. That does my heart good every time I see you guys together.
Well, thank you. God bless.
Have a good night, Maria.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, up next we're going to go to Lars in California. Lars, welcome back to the Hagman and Hagman Report.
Hey, Lars.
Thanks, guys. Hi, how you guys doing?
We are doing great.
Amen. Hey, Joe, go to 1 Kings 3, verse 9 through 11. 9 through 11, 1 Kings 3, 9 through 11. And I just wanted to thank you guys for giving the saints a voice. And I'm driving back from Monterey. The Lord just moved mightily. The favor of God is so phenomenal. And I just, you need to, but it's a command that he says, I command you to be strong and courageous, saints of God. And if you can read that scripture, then I'll give you a quick
guide. 1 Kings 3, 9 through 11?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may be discerned between good and bad. For who is able to judge this, thy so great a people? And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked thyself for thyself long life, neither has riches for thyself, has asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for the life or for thyself understanding to discern judgment. And just to 12, I'll go through that. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart, so that there is none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee.
Amen. And Jesus said we would do greater than he. And the 1st of February, the TV series came out, Lucifer. And this is all the rolling out of the mark of the beast. And people are being shown absolute truth, and it's still a choice. So the people that want to go and pray to Satan, let them. Because they're going to continue doing that. The first day of this month, that rolled out. The attack that I noticed in the first 2 days of the first and the second was pretty intense, but I was just praising God. And then I found out that on the third, Doug and Joe, I had a dream. And in the dream, I saw a wicked, wicked cloud down, like looking from the sky down to the earth. And it was like a wicked, satanic cloud, twister, tornado. I looked to my right, up into the heavens, over my right shoulder, and two fireballs came down upon that area. And this, everything is being rolled out exactly the way God said it would be. And I just want to talk to the people that have been frustrated with, you know, our brethren because of whatever. We need to get past all this stuff, walk in the power of God Almighty, and he is going to do exploits with his remnant. And I just ask God that you would touch Doug and Joe with just your power, your grace, and your fire touch the audience like never before, Yahweh. And we thank you that you're the King of glory, and you reign on high, and we just thank you. And that's all I got, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lars.
Thank you, Lars. Have a great night, and God bless you. We're going to go to Jerry next. After Jerry, then Holly, Joel, and Bill. Jerry, you're live on the Hagman and Hagman Report.
Yes, good evening, guys, from snowy West Virginia. I'd like to ask the audience to call in and tell us where all these FEMA detention camps are springing up. You know, we know that they're on their way. We don't know where they are. We heard that Walmart was going to be changed into several of these camps. I mean, there's all kind of fictitious information out there, and we frankly really don't know. And I think the audience should call in and tell us where all these places are that they spot.
How about I do you one better? How about I show you on the government's own website where they list that they are? And these aren't exactly FEMA camps. These are fusion centers.
Well, but I don't think... Now, caller, you have a point. Joe, the fusion centers... We have. I've seen the one from the outside on Grand Island, New York. Okay.
Yeah, we were there.
Right. I don't think it would be.
FEMA camps are kind of like what you would expect in an emergency situation when they set up a triage.
Right. Right. So I know what you're talking about.
But I will tell you this.
The only thing is, I think at my age, I really am concerned because we frankly really know zip. And I think the people that are aware and out there and upfront and are honest, as most people are, they should be telling in. There should be a map posted of all the people that call in and say, in this state, these are the towns that have been located. And secondly, I'd like to know more about the food confiscation. What is it? Bill 13630.
Yes.
Not to change the subject. But I think that's important, too, for people to understand that things like this are going to be regulated. And I'll hang up.
Well, thank you so much for your call. And you're right, Jerry. People who are in the know need to...
Exactly.
To say something.
Thanks again.
All right, bro.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thanks,
have a good night.
Yeah, and he's got a point. And I don't conflate. Let's not conflate the fusion centers with the FEMA camps.
Well, no, people should understand that the fusion centers are a big part of this Department of Homeland Security national security matrix that encompasses FEMA camps, and you know, from the Department of Homeland Security's ICE facilities that obviously are not used for immigration.
Okay, and that's yet a third part of the equation.
Right. To the Walmarts that have closed down that have very interesting things being brought, like barbed wire fencing and those guard tower type things to actual...
And you've got malls being built with guard towers.
Right. Well, the fusion centers are the... And obviously, we've been divided into 9 different regions, FEMA regions.
Ten regions.
I'm sorry. And, you know, each region serves a certain purpose. It has its own headquarters. But there are 72 fusion centers in America. These
are the data collection centers. Okay.
Intelligent and data collection centers that take inventory of everything you buy, you know, who you talk to, who your acquaintances are, et cetera, et cetera.
Well,
and you can look that up.
Hold on. I would say that they're more, and just real quick, Joe, just to be clear, because a lot of people are going to misquote us or say something different. The fusion centers are operated by the Department of Homeland Security. I'll just leave it at that. But what they do is they fuse the data that is collected and they disseminate that data to the local law enforcement, state, local, county, whatever, municipal. So it's kind of it's a two-way highway system of data and information. Information comes from the local, state, municipal law enforcement agencies to the fusion centers, and the data goes into the fusion centers and goes to the police department. So it's a two-way highway system of data and information that they process it there, and they use that then I'll just leave it at that. That's our primary function for the fusion centers. Now, the other aspect, go ahead and talk about the FEMA centers, because those are the FEMA detention camps, or the, what did you call them? The resettlement camp. For a disaster, for example.
Treat like a triage center, the FEMA camp.
Right, and anything can be turned into those. Okay, I shouldn't say anything, but for example,
they have, if you go to the DOD's website and you look up civil disturbance or civil disobedience policies, if you look up the Homeland Security, their guidances on what to do during civil disturbances or internment, resettlement, and operations, that PDF, it tells you how to transform a school bus into a bus of prisoners. It tells you how to transform a school or a stadium into a prison camp. All the instructions are in there. Diagrams, maps, pictures. They show you. And they've done drills with the kids. Dave Hodges broke a story where they did a similar drill with a group full of children at a school where they took them by bus to a stadium, not allowing the parents to know where they went or to come get their kids.
Dave Hodges has done so much investigation and research on these. It's amazing what he has uncovered, him and his news director and others. Now, let's
keep taking calls.
Let's go.
Holly, you're up next. Thanks for holding. You're live on the Hagman and Hagman Report.
Yahweh bless you, meet Doug and meet Joe. I can't believe I'm on your show right now. I'm a little bit nervous to speak.
I can't believe you're on our show either. Well, how'd you get on? Hey. I'm just kidding.
You guys answered my phone call, so that's how I'm here. I've been listening to you guys for a while now, and I'm really grateful and appreciative to you and everyone in your chat room. You had Rust Izdar on your show a couple times. And
he'll be on Monday.
And that's how I found you guys. really grateful for your show. I'm an ex-super soldier. So when Rust Izdar
Okay, all right.
I'm not active. I am married to Yeshua HaMashiach, and I am resaved and rebaptized to Yeshua HaMashiach. I woke up about 14 months ago, and I've been recalling a lot of memories from my past, but tuning into your show gives me a chance to be...
Holly, are you an SRA victim, a satanic ritual abuse victim?
Yes, I am.
All right. And if you don't mind, can you just briefly tell the listeners what a super soldier is?
And praise the Lord that you're on the other side.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
Praise the Lord, praise you, Yahweh. I believe, if I'm correct, that I was created in a test tube in underground military bases. I was then implanted in my biological mother's womb. She gave birth to me, And all of my life, I remember being in underground military bases, as well as living a normal life in society, going to school and high school and prom. But I remember other kids being in government military bases, and we had a lot of traumas and tortures done to us, such as electrocution and rape. We were made to fight other super soldiers, and it's really hard to explain things because I probably sound crazy, but I remember being off planet. I remember fighting fallen entities here on Earth. I remember some of the satanic rituals that were done, and I've been coming to terms with all of this.
And Holly, you said something important, that it does sound crazy, but let me assure people out there, there is...
there's a whole other world that the non-divider has no clue exists.
And I can state, not seen with my own eyes, but I know for sure what goes on to a degree, and it's not a lie. And everything she said is not an exaggeration at all.
Oh boy, you just gave me vindication. Thank you so much. I've been tuning into you and your chat room, and oh, it's given me so much peace and help.
Well, that's good.
You know, we're all in this together, and you're a child of God. That's all, you know. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how you came to be. In this case, it matters that you are saved right now, and you're a child of God, and we care for you. Others care for you. You know where you're going. And
amen.
That's it. You know, and folks, understand one thing: there is so much that we don't know. And Holly, have you worked with Russ, or has Russ worked with you, or interacted with you at all?
Well, I met Russ two different times last year. He was the one that baptized me in September 2015 to Yeshua.
Okay.
I tune in every day to his broadcast, but also on Tuesday evenings for his spiritual warfare. I get into the chats, and I talk to him, and I talk to other people. I gave him the same testimony that back in September when he baptized me that I'm giving to you this evening.
Oh, God bless you. I mean... Holly, I've worked with Russ. I've had the let me rephrase that. I've had the humbling pleasure to work with Russ on a couple of different occasions. I've seen things that
you
I've
wanna
never believed.
You want to work with Russ until you work with Russ.
I have, yeah. There you go. Yeah, you think you want to do this? No, you don't. Because I've seen things that I could not believe. So.
Amen. Me too. But I have to be honest, I study his online courses because I hope one day that I can go into his line of work and into his field of work. I believe I have some gifts from Yahweh, and I don't want to squander them. But I also don't want to squander all the personal experience I've had. And if I was exposed to it in a bad way as a child growing up, then maybe as an adult I can do something good. So I just pray that in the future I can work alongside him or next to someone just like him.
Well, we will keep you in our prayers, and hope that the chat room continues to help you, and that other people who are believers continue to help you as well, and help fellowship with each other, as that's, you know, really all we have on this earth right
Amen.
Now.
Amen. And Holly, we will pray for you, and thank you for sharing a bit of your testimony, and thank you for your information about you know, what a super soldier is, and just God bless you, and thank you for being part of our family.
Yahweh bless you. Meet Doug and meet Joe. I love you guys, and I love everyone on your chat, and thank you so much for accepting me. It means the world to me. Yahweh bless you and all yours in Yeshua's name.
God bless. Thank you.
Thanks, Holly. Have a good night.
The headline on Drudge, ladies and gentlemen, Christian conservatives under siege. Of course, that's, we know, thanks for the apparently the memo's out now.
That's what I was reading earlier.
You know, yeah, it's, and right, I mean, we opened the show basically with this, but understand this, folks, and then we're going to get back to the calls. It was interesting. I'm going to reference this because I've been asked to by a couple of individuals who emailed me in private and said, look, did you hear about this? Rush Limbaugh yesterday, I think it was, well, no, it was Wednesday, he had come out and said, if conservatism is your only priority, then there's no choice other than Ted Cruz. All right, this was during his program, and if being a conservative is your thing, is your bag, if being a conservative is the dominating factor in how you vote, then he said there's no other choice for you in this campaign than Ted Cruz, because you are exactly right. This is the closest in our lifetimes we have ever been to Ronald Reagan. Okay, now again, I'm just going to toss in here. I'm going to consult the transcript from Rush Limbaugh, and people might say, "Well, who cares what Rush says?" No, you got to understand, in the area of politics, Rush is a big voice. Well, Rush said this, and I'm not going to get into it because we're going to go back to the phones. I'm not going to get deep into it, this, but this is a bookmark in this program. Rush said during calls that he was taking, in reference to a caller who said, was talking about Donald Trump. I'll just read the transcript by Rush Limbaugh, or read the what Rush Limbaugh said about Cruz. He said this: take abortions out, because that's a Supreme Court thing. We got rid of abortion as a legislative Democratic issue back in 1973. So all abortion is a talking point. There won't be any deals on abortion. Maybe partial birth legislation, but throw that out. I still get your point, he says, referencing the caller. Is Trump so good that Harry Reid or Pelosi or whoever it is going to give up and give in and let Trump have what he wants? Out of the entire transcript, multi-page transcript, I just want to throw that out to you, the listeners of this program, the people who are monitoring the mainstream political theatrical divide that is continuing. Here you have Rush Limbaugh. Regardless of what you think of the man, whether you like him or don't, it doesn't matter. That's not the issue here. Whether you agree with him or you don't, again, that's not the issue. The issue is bracketed or at the epicenter of the conservative the Republican or the right ideology at the epicenter is, to me, this statement: take abortion out because that's a Supreme Court thing. We got rid of abortion as a legislative Democratic issue back in 1973. So all abortion is a talking point. There won't be any deals on abortion. Maybe partial birth legislation, but throw that out. I still get your point. See, folks, that right there tells, I think should tell everybody who is a Christian and still placing hope in a political solution, that there is none. I'm not agreeing with Rush. I'm agreeing with I'm just pointing out the perception that is out there in the mainstream political venue. That's all I wanted to say.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Joel, you are up next. You're live on the Hagman and Hagman Report. Welcome, Joel.
How are you guys doing?
Good, man.
How's your weather?
Oh, it's like 15.
Not as good as yours.
Feels like zero.
I'm sure of it.
It's been 73 and sunny today here. I hate to tell you that.
Yet you did.
Well, I'm sending
Joel
you a jar of frozen air on the way down there for you.
That's okay. I'll take it. I'll take it. Guys, my heart's just breaking. The last caller, Holly. Wow.
Yes.
I'm just so tender for her. My eyes are just not dry right now. I'm just thankful that Jesus redeemed her through his blood, aren't y'all?
Amen to that. And you know what, Joel? I was so surprised by when you sit down and you really work with Russ and you understand the number of people who have been
victims.
There you go, victimized.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm so thankful for her. I really am. My heart's just so tender for people like that. It just pumped me up and made me sad at the same time, but glad for her.
Yeah, we don't have to be sad because she's on the other side of this, and now she's more equipped than most of us to deal with the spiritual aspects of things.
Oh, yes. Praise Jesus for that, you know.
Yep.
I almost forgot to listen to you guys. Me and Alicia had a 25th anniversary the other day, and my niece sent me a book, The Babylon Code, and I got to reading it this morning, and about 15 minutes into y'all show, I forgot. I'm sorry. But I'm about three quarters of the way through that book, and I had to put it down to listen to y'all. But
well, Joel, because we've really promoted the Babylon Code. That's Paul McGuire. What do you think of that? What's your takeaway from that? What do you think?
Boy, I'm telling you, it's some good stuff. And I've started in on it at 7 o'clock this morning, and I'm about three quarters of the way through it right now. And I just hadn't been able to put it down today, you know. When I got into it, it was just, man, it's good.
Did you get the opportunity to read A Prophecy of the Future of America?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
I just wanted to know if you could compare them, but that's okay.
That's my next thing. Which my niece got it for me the other day, and she said, "This is for your anniversary," and I told her I appreciated it, but. It's really good.
You know, in our view, Joel, the Babylon Code, The Shinar, directed by Dr. Michael Lake, in A Prophecy of the Future. Well, those two books, I should say, the Babylon Code by Paul McGuire and The Shinar, directed by Dr. Michael Lake, tells you everything you want to know about ancient Babylon and how, in my view, ancient Babylon and the intent or the real. The real agenda behind the ancient Babylon and the Tower of Babel.
Yes, it is. Doug, it's strange that you, before I came on, you were talking about conservative and Rush Limbaugh, and that's what I want to talk to you guys about, the term conservative and progressive or liberal. Excuse me. Those two terms have been shanghaied. In my opinion, the term conservative. Look at Ted Cruz; they're calling him a conservative Christian, and look what he did in Iowa. And do you think a Christian would do what he did in Iowa? I don't.
Frankly, I wonder if any Christians would even enter the political arena at this point, because you have to. I mean, I shouldn't say you have to, but most are fighting it at such a level that it's such a spiritually bankrupt level. It's incredible.
Yes, and it's just Doug. That term has been shanghaied or captured or whatever you want to call it. I used to call myself a conservative Christian or a Christian conservative, but I don't even use that term anymore, conservative. I'm a Christian first and a patriot now. I quit using that term because it has been so misconstrued to the point they're calling people conservative that they're not even a, you could let all the hot air out of them and put them in a thimble and fill it half full now with the word conservative.
And I agree with you. And the only reason that I would use or I have used in the past, especially more in the past couple of days, the term or descriptive term conservative to denote a political ideology is because look at it this way. When you go into a foreign country and you attempt to educate or inform the masses, you have to speak their language. So when you go out to the typical mainstream mom and pop out there, or the average individual who is still captivated in the right-left paradigm, you have to use terms that they're familiar with. So Whereas our audience, direct audience here in this program, they understand, we all understand that conservatism does not equal the spiritual purity or the attempt for spiritual purity. It's just a political ideology. And I agree with you. Yes, it's been actually compromised. Conservatism as an ism is not what it was 20 years ago today.
You are correct. It's just been, taken over, and the meaning of the word is just completely different than what it was 20 years ago. I agree. Guys, I hadn't heard from you in a while. I want to tell you, God bless you, because both of your names are on my lips daily, and I pray for your safety, and I pray for you guys to continue to build us up and get stronger and keep us informed. And God bless both of you, and I love both of you. You know that. I do dearly, and I say that from the bottom of my heart.
God bless you, my friend. You just take care of yourself, all right? We think about you often.
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm doing really good. I really am. I'm on the mend.
We've been praying for you.
I really thank you for that. I love you guys. And
take care.
Let another caller come in. God bless you,
buddy.
Have a good night, Joel.
And Joel, Joel, and ladies and gentlemen, is one of the finest men you'll ever want to meet.
Yeah.
A man of integrity, a man of character, just a true down-to-earth kind of guy.
We
think a lot of him.
Pleasure of talking to him several times off air, and he is a true believer and a great man and friend. Bill, up next from Colorado, you're live on the Hagman and Hagman Report.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Doug. I've been listening the last few nights, and there's a couple of topics on my heart. Like to get into them a little bit.
Sure.
One of them is who the restrainer is. The other is why Islam is making inroads in America. The third one is about Lady Gaga. I don't know if you have one of interest that you want to talk about, but I'd like to touch on all of them briefly if you don't mind.
Well, yeah, let's take the middle one first.
Muslims making inroads.
Yeah,
in America.
And I think nature abhors a vacuum, and I think once you remove the Judeo-Christian fabric or rend that fabric in America, what's left? Well, when you take down Judeo-Christian values, it's got to be filled by something. Is it filled with atheism? No, because not necessarily. Atheism is not as popular as one might think. So that's my answer to that. But what do you think?
Well, I've been, Dr. Lake was talking about the remnant that exists outside of church, and I've been there 30-plus years. And for 30-plus years, when I bring things to people's attention in the scriptures, they've always opposed them or didn't want to hear them. Because either they think it's too far from where they're at or whatever other reasons, but Revelation 14 talks about bringing the sword and a harvest, and that harvest is heads. It's the wheat harvest. And the people Christians who go to church, who keep their testimony, I believe, are going to lose their heads, giving their lives as martyrs, witnesses for their faith. And the ones who abandon their faith and take the mark of the beast, well, they have perdition, for themselves. But Revelation 14, places like Ezekiel said, four of Yahweh's judgments, one of them is the sword. And if he brings it against the land, nobody's going to stop what he does. He's bringing the sword against the land for apostasy, in plain out truth. And it starts in the churches. We know this from the Word, because it says judgment begins in the house of God. So when people don't want to hear the Holy Spirit tell them the truth of the Word, and those epistles in Revelation 2 and 3, it talks about four villains. Talks about Jezebel, talks about Balaam, talks about Jews who say they are not Jews, and it talks about the Nicolaitans. Nicolaitans is a word that means subjugate the laity. In other words, divide the unity of the Spirit by having a separate clergy and a separate laity, and then have one dominate the other. The Balaams are always selling the kingdom and merchandising, shearing the flock for their own profit. And then the Jews who say they are not Jews, that's answered in Romans chapter 2, where it tells you a Jew has to have a circumcised heart. And if somebody calls himself a Jew and they don't have a circumcised heart, no matter what, whether it's Messianic Jews, religious Orthodox Jews, Edomite Jews, people who say they're spiritual Jews, if they don't have a circumcised heart and meet the conditions, they're not Jews at all. So in his word, he's telling people exactly the answers if we look them up. When we look at the restrainer, for example, it's not Jesus, it's not the Holy Spirit, and it's not sin that's being restrained. In context, the restrainer is the son of perdition who's restraining truth. And that's why, just like the media is suppressing truth today from all over the world, you talk about it daily, and I commend you for that, the one who's restraining is the Antichrist spirit. It happens in pulpits. It happens in programs. And when people don't stand up and hold leaders accountable, you're always going to wind up with that conviction. If you cross-reference 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1 through 12, with Romans 1:18 through 2:10 and 12, it'll tell you the same story. It's talking about people who exchange the truth for a lie, and they believe in their religion a false way. You know, when we face these end times, and it talks about wake up, come out of her, Babylon, there's one thing to see the wolf coming, or all these different things happening on the earth, but that's only partial sight. The real sight comes into the reasons why the conditions exist. And part of that is the New Testament was addressed to Israelites in exile. The book of Galatians means exiles. The book of Hebrews is Israelites out of the land. The church is the called out of Israel. And when the spin has constantly been promoted and people have been weeded out from telling the truth about the scriptures in the place where it should be heard most, in church, then you round up with the conditions that you have for today. Do you mind if I go on about Gaga? I'll finish up.
No, I just have one question. So you're saying that but the restrainer is the son of perdition or the Antichrist when he's restraining truth right now. But if we think that through, when he is revealed, that means that the restraints on truth will also be let go?
Yeah, when the truth is totally told in full, everybody who's been lying the truth about the truth will be seen for what they are. Their allegiances will be against him and not for him, and many people will be dismayed because they put their trust in man, and the Bible said, do not honor men. Don't have respect of persons.
Yeah, no respect of persons. That's right. Okay, go ahead on Lady Gaga.
Okay, she did her video, her latest video, and it was in an airplane hangar across the street from where they held the Super Bowl, which was Levi's Stadium. Try and think in spiritual terms, tribe of Levi, he was a priest, all that. She has her Saturn II video across the street in a hangar made there. When she comes on to sing the national anthem, she's wearing a red sparkle suit with the same paint on her eyes, which is an anointing. If you understand how people counterfeit the anointing, one of the ways to do it is with makeup. You have a menorah, 7 holes in your head. You're supposed to have cloven tongues of fire above your head. So when somebody counterfeits that anointing with makeup, doesn't have to be a woman either, it could be anointing the ears with gold things that look like lights, the 2 nostrils with perfume, the eyelids with fire, and the mouth with lipstick. So when they come on under this false anointing, and Gaga in history is related to the Sumerian gods and the consort of Saturn. Saturn was the golden age, the black cube, and they want to bring this back. So she comes on singing the national anthem in a way that makes, and she's done commercials with I Left In My Heart in San Francisco, Tony, to make it all acceptable to the public. and nobody could find anything wrong, and they said it was toned down. Well, she was an angel, a seraph, communicating an anointing that if people buy into that and think it's innocent, then they got the Grammys coming up Monday night. At the Grammys, they don't spell the word G-R-A-M-M-I-E-S as you normally would in English, but it's G-R-A-M-M-Y-S, like great mystery, grand mystery. So she's going to do her thing in the Grammys. She's working with Intel, and Intel represents the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And Apple always had as a logo the bite from the apple. Okay, so this is the last day's representation of people eating the forbidden fruit and going into perdition for disobeying. So this is what's coming, and we are right there. Expect greater events to unfold. I know you've given me a lot of your time. I want to thank you, and I'll stop here.
All right.
Bill, thank you so much for your call.
Assessment. And yeah. I think correct, too. And if you look at some of the individuals' websites and researchers, you go Daily Crow and others who get into the assessment of the occult from either a numbers, the occult numerology, or the symbolism, or a combination of all of them. Yeah, I think he's right on the money. And mm-hmm. I think we're seeing this coalescence, this merging, this marriage between, well, it's high into the occult.
We got 4 minutes before the top of the hour break. Let's go to Ron in Connecticut, and you can take us out for this hour. Ron, you're live.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jill. Hi, Jill. Hi, Doug. I read today about the events coming up in Syria. I wanted to get your analysis from a Christian point of view as to what you think might be coming with Saudi Arabia massing what it appears to be, now I read 350,000 troops, 20,000 tanks and other things coming in through 25 Arabic countries over there. And now Putin is saying if you guys come in, it's war. And I also read that he would probably, if not likely, but he might use tactical nukes in order to keep this horde of people from coming in. Now, if that took place, the way I see it is Obama's going to declare war on Russia. What do you think?
Steve Quayle at stevequayle.com linked to an interesting news article from the superstation95.com. And I don't know the history behind this website, but I did read the article which Steve Quayle linked to, where it said Russia will have no choice but to use battlefield nuclear weapons to defend Syria once a ground invasion begins. Now, there's a mention of 18 days, and when I was talking with Steve, he said, look, I can't, 18 days, putting a time limit or a time period on this is not the best, but he said the conclusion seems to be not only accurate but also echoed by some of his inside sources that it may not happen in 18 days or even 18 weeks, but if the events keep going the way they are, certainly Syria will be the battlefield that will involve a limited exchange of nuclear weapons, battlefield nuclear weapons, or even other modern weaponry against it would be Russia v. Saudi Arabia, directly. It ain't good. I guess that's the bottom line. And it does look like it's...
What you're thinking about that spreading to the U.S. Eventually, if they do use the tactical nukes there, that's that kind of breaks the ice, and now it's, the way I see it, it's open game all around the world. What do you think?
Interesting you'd bring that up. We are going to, on Tuesday, and this is an announcement that we have not made yet, so you can, folks, and sir, you can be the first to hear this. On Tuesday, we're going to have a very special show, first 2 hours with Steve Quayle and a gentleman that is behind the movie Armageddon. And basically, if you want to know what the U.S. faces from all of this, it's laid out in Armageddon. Just go to stevequayle.com, scroll down almost to the bottom of the page, and click on that link, and there you have it.
With that, we're up against the top of the hour break.
I'll listen to you Tuesday, as I do every night.
All right, brother.
Thanks Ron. So God bless. Have a good night. We will be right back with hour number three, taking more of your phone calls and more news right after these messages. Stay with us.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.